2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Are we doing this? Hey, Froggy. Yeah. How long was yesterday's podcast and the day before's podcast?
We were over by probably a total together, probably like 6 minutes.
Okay,
oh, there you
so
go.
Welcome to the 9-minute podcast today.
Yeah!
I like that.
And I think we need to delve into Lisa because we had her on earlier, right?
Yes.
And I don't know, something smells funny with this whole story.
I agree. Mm.
So can you restate the story?
All right, go ahead, Lisa.
Quickly and succinctly.
I went to a class reunion last weekend, and there was this guy here who happened to be...
Hold on, time out. I got to interject something. By the way, it was not her talk. The class reunion she went to was not her school or her class. Continue on.
Correct.
And she cleared
the throat. Wait, everything. Why did you go?
Yeah.
Right.
Because I happen to be friendly with two schools in Pinellas County. And anyway, okay. So I went back and there was the typical hot guy that was hot back in high school. So I was walking up to talk to him. Some girl steps right in front of me and says, I went to prom with him. And I'm thinking, I don't give a flying shit what you did with him. And so I was like, okay. And then I walked on over to him and I started talking about graduation, talking. She's giving me like this look, like this up and down look, which, honey, that was over 30 years ago that we were in high school. Mm-hmm. Get the fuck over it, honey.
And you didn't even go there. So what's she doing?
I don't know. I guess she wanted to get her claws into him.
I'm on her side.
Damn.
Actually. You didn't even go to the school or in the class. Why were you even there? I'm on her side.
Because I have friends
so
there.
Wait, did you know him, though? But you do know him.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Do you know him?
How
know
did he
him?
Look now?
I didn't know him. Know him.
How did he look now, Lisa?
He looks great. He still looks good. Takes care of himself. Kind of like Gandhi said, he looks like he smells like suntan oil.
Yeah, he looks like Lisa. He smells like a tanning bed.
He does. Lisa.
He was brown like me, but I don't think he's of any type of brown descendant.
Okay, now here's
I don't think he's a descendant of anyone
here's
brown.
A couple of questions. Did anything happen between the two of you?
Never.
Nothing.
No,
would you like it to?
What about last weekend?
No, idiot.
But now here's the follow-up question. Had something happened between the two of you, would you have told Froggy?
Are you talking about like prior, like a long time ago?
Yeah, like a few years ago, under the bleachers.
Oh, Froggy.
Yeah, he's got the list. I don't know. Probably. I mean,
do you guys actually have that list? Does that exist in your marriage?
She has the list, but she can't find. She claims she can't find it now.
It's a small list.
You don't know who's on it?
Two pages.
Wait, have you really written this stuff down? No, I wasn't talking about that list. Oh. I was talking about a list of people you could cheat on each other with.
No.
I wasn't talking about that other. That other list is weird.
One day she was bored in traffic when we lived in South Florida, and she made the list on the way home. I'm like, who the fuck does that?
I had to jar my memory a little bit.
Wait, it was the list of everyone you've slept with?
Yeah. Yeah, the pen ran out of ink and she ran out of paper.
Shut up.
Lisa.
Stupid.
Okay, Lisa.
Poor Lisa. Yeah.
So here's a question for everybody. Okay, so if you run into somebody that you hooked up with in the past, do you tell your significant other or do you just say nothing happened? Just to avoid the...
No,
the
I argument. Always say it.
I would tell him.
Gotta come clean.
I made the mistake of telling an ex-boyfriend once because we were talking to this guy and then as we were walking away, I was like, oh, by the way, I made out with him in high school. Literally, that was all that happened. And the boyfriend freaked the fuck out.
Oh.
Why would you wait until we were done talking to him? I was like, what, are you going to punch him in the face? Like, cut the conversation short? Give me a break. It's so stupid. So now I will not. Nope.
Right, have we ever run into somebody?
Agree, Gandhi.
Have we ever run into somebody and you lied to me and told me you didn't do anything with them when you in fact did?
Oh, I don't. We've been together 24 years. I don't have any idea.
You don't know if you lied to me?
Oh, I don't know.
That means yes.
Lisa?
That's a yes.
Lisa's like, maybe. It's possible.
Could happen.
It's possible.
Lisa?
Yes.
When you made the sex list, it's a two-part question. Did you write it in chronological order or in good sex order? And if that's the case, where was Froggy on the list?
Well,
oh, Jesus.
No, it wouldn't be in good sex order. No,
it was
no.
in chronological order, and I wasn't the last name.
Oh, whatever.
Shut up.
Cute. I was asking if I could take a few off, maybe, and just forget. But in my now experience, I would suggest to anybody not to share all the information with your significant other. Just saying.
She wanted to take one guy off the list because it was really small. I'm like, that doesn't matter.
Oh. Doesn't count. Yeah, that still counts.
Well, maybe she didn't feel it.
There you go. Yeah, that's my girl.
I don't think Sheldon and I have ever sat down and actually said, "How many partners have you had? How many?" He knows that my list isn't great.
No,
but I don't think we've ever really, because we've always thought the past is the past.
And what about his list?
It is. I mean, I'm sure. First of all, hold on.
Oh my God.
I don't want my kids to hear. In the UK, they start a lot sooner than they start here. Let's just say that.
In Miami, too.
Yeah.
Oh, Miami's just like the UK. Yeah, I say that all the time.
The UK and Miami are very similar. But I still, we've never, like, there are girls that pop up or something. Like, I know one of his ex-girlfriends who's married now and has kids, she sends us Christmas cards and birthday cards all the time. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And if she actually came here, because she still lives in the UK, I wouldn't mind getting together with her and going out and hanging out. I know he was kind of hanging out with her, but I don't know. It's been,
here's my question.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Everybody in this room, if you had to make a list of your sexual partners, would it be on like a post-it note, a standard rule, college rule, legal pad? Like, where exactly, what type of paper would you need?
A scroll.
Yeah. I didn't ask you. Now, let me ask you a question. Are we
File on the computer?
Full on the doing it
sex.
Or are we just saying like
sex,
touchy feely?
I have that doing list. Sex. It's sex. Different sections. It's different sections. Sex. Oh, it's different.
No.
Are you talking about sex or lollipoppy? Because that's a form of sex. You can ask some former presidents about that.
It is.
I don't have that list.
I think every form.
I'll
every
tell
form.
You, can I tell you how I have mine separated?
Oh jeez.
Mine.
Stuffed
mine
animals.
Brody, man, you are just too much.
Mine is, how do you have it separated?
Mine is making out, then it's all other stuff, and then sex. And
all
then
I know bears. Is sex. It's so what? Weird that you know these subcategories.
You remember the people that you made out with? Every person you ever made out with?
That's weird.
No, not every, but I mean, I would make the list as I went along. I mean, I had it in my desk drawer all
through
high
school.
What
about the dog school. With the dog food? Where does that go on the list?
That's a different section. That's in that middle category. It's everything
in the
middle.
Illegal.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's on a post-it that we don't show people.
I don't know what you mean.
Are we at 9 minutes yet?
No, not even close.
Oh my God.
Why is Gary being so quiet?
Goes to bestiality. I try and cut things short.
I bit my tongue on all this.
Yeah, you did, Gary. You and Gary are being real quiet.
We should do 7 minutes and just call it 7 minutes in heaven. Just title the podcast.
7 minutes
in
heaven.
All joking aside, including you, Lisa, everybody in this room, who do you think has the longest list?
Yeah. Oh, out of everybody?
Yeah. Why'd you slide out of the camera view, Lisa?
I'm going to say Skeery.
I'm going to say Skeery or Nate.
I think Skeery has the shortest list
out of all the guys.
I think Nate. I'm going to go with Nate.
Nate has the longest list. Yeah.
Now,
all right, we're done. But I have Scotty.
Look at that.
Had Scotty been single longer, I think Scotty's list would be longer.
Me?
No. That's not true.
No way.
I remember Scott trying to get Scotty hooked up with some of my friends, and it was not an easy thing. Scotty was always picky, and Scotty wasn't just throwing it out there. I was afraid.
I was always afraid anyway. Okay. I would ruin it.
And don't forget, I got a very, very late start. So my
like how
not...
late? Like how old were you when you lost your virginity?
Like,
late? How
2 months
old?
20.
You were 20?
You were 20?
You beat me. Scared, I was 18. I thought I was so late.
He showed me where. It was great.
Nate, where are you on this list? Nate,
in the butt? He showed you his butt? It's weird.
I'm not going to say, but what I will say is this. I would say any of the ladies here, your list could be way longer than us.
Right.
If you chose to.
Mine's not.
Sure, it could
True.
Be.
Well,
Danielle
it could
not.
Be, but that doesn't
could.
Matter.
But Lisa's hiding her face.
Nate, let's play greater than or
no,
less than.
No, let's
not. Hey, 10. Greater than or less than?
No.
Oh, he's just going
to say less. And we're done.
The man has spoken.
Nate was just slinging wiener for a long time.
Sam's being quiet, too.
My list could be much longer, but I always had nervous stomach. So that was that kept my list
so what,
kind of short.
So what, you shit on people?
He shit yourself?
Stomach or...
There's a Pornhub section for that.
It's never
there
happened. Is.
No, I yeah, that's right. I would get nervous, and I would get nervous stomach. I'd be like, oh my God, I'm going to fart. I'm going to shit. I can't do this, and I would bail.
Oh my God, you are so cute.
What were you trying to do, Scotty?
Anything. I just, the thought of like spending the night at a girl's house, sometimes I would get nervous stomach and I would either have to leave or just fake it or something. You know, there was one
Baby,
time
I love
when
you
I,
so much you give me diarrhea. I gotta go.
It's a compliment.
And here we are. How house. Many minutes into the podcast? And Scotty brings up diarrhea.
I suffer from premature evacuation.
I stayed at some girl's house in California one time, and the only bathroom was in her roommate's room, and there was a guy in there, and my stomach was gurgling. I was like, oh my God, am I going to hook up with this girl? So I went out on the balcony and told her I had to pee, and I pretended to pee, and I let out the biggest fart, and I'm like, I can't do this. And I didn't want to.
Ladies, he's married. You're out of luck.
I love you so much, Scotty.
Oh my God.
That's in the middle of the list. That's in the middle.
I think we hit 9 minutes. What do you think?
I think so. No one can top that story.
Nate
went to go have sex again.
He went to go burn the list.
Yeah.
No, you can see Nate behind Sam. Camera, he just didn't want to answer these questions anymore.
I think if Elvis was here, he would have the most.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, probably.
And he would tell you.
Let's bring it back on Monday and just focus on Elvis.
Just know if William and I screw this up, it's all over. I'm going to be all you bitches with my number.
Damn,
Sam.
All right, goodbye, everyone. That's it.
Goodbye.
Bye. Sorry.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.